Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Remember, we were talking about the Quran tells us that God had commanded Abraham to sacrifice his son, and as he was about to perform his sacrifice, God intervened. And we read in the Quran, we ransomed his son for a great sacrifice. And other translations describe the sacrifice as momentous, tremendous, mighty. And I'm not going to repeat everything we talked about, but I am going to move on sharing with you that the gospel tells us that because God loves us so much, he rescued us through the ultimate sacrifice of Jesus. The Quran describes Al-Masih Isa, Jesus, as a spirit proceeding from God. Jesus took our place and was sacrificed on our behalf. He died on the cross as a ransom to free us from the penalty owed for our sins. Jesus said, "The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." We read these wonderful words in Matthew 20, verse 28. My Muslim friend, the most valuable sacrifice God could give us was of himself. For this reason, he came to our world in the person of Jesus to save us. Yes, I agree. It was tremendous and mighty, great sacrifice. And we call it the lamb sacrifice is exceedingly wonderful. Why? Because it represents God's sacrifice of himself, which is of infinite value and sufficient for our salvation. Please allow me to illustrate this ultimate act of love through another story. One day, a young man committed a murder. The police chased after him on the ground and in the air, but he managed to get home to his family. His father was shocked to see that his son's clothing was stained with blood. The son confessed to his father that he just killed someone and that the police sirens and the helicopter overhead were for him. The father told his son to take off his clothes quickly. The father put on his son's clothes and gave his clean clothes to his son and asked him to wear them. The police pounded on the door of the house and barged in. When they saw the father's clothes stained with blood, they arrested him. The father paid for his son's crime. Jesus said, "Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends." If you are just tuning in, we're talking about sharing Jesus effectively with Muslims. The joy of Christ is the joy of self-sacrifice and constant obedience to the Father. And you know, something happened to me not long time ago. I was hit by a drunk driver and found myself in pain. And I remembered just a tiny bit of the suffering of Christ. And I knew who is my friend. Because my friend came to my room almost every day to help me and help my wife. Self-denial is essential in true love and friendship. It is the highest proof of love, my Muslim friend, when a person is ready to sacrifice his or her life for the benefit of another person. Jesus sacrificed his life to pay the penalty for all the sins and mistakes you and I committed. Jesus sacrificed his life to save us from the judgment of God, which we deserve for our sins. And he gave us the best example of true, genuine love when we discovered that Jesus sacrificed willingly for us. He became our best friend. No higher expression of love could be given. Jesus died, suffered the most painful death to save sinners like you and me, bad people, to save his enemies who rejected him, who persecuted him, who scorned him. Jesus even asked God to forgive those who were torturing him and crucifying him. Wow, my Muslim friend, if you just believe that, you will become a child of God. You will become born again. You will enjoy God's love. You will be indwelled by the presence of God. And you will know that the story is true. God loves you. And Jesus came for you to save you. He did not want to let you live alone, deprived of love, deprived of God's presence. He did not want to leave you alone, facing the judgment of God for all the mistakes and sins you committed. Moving to another point. In Surah 10, verse 54, we read, every soul that has sinned, if it possessed all that is on earth, would fain give it in ransom. A ransom is defined as the required price to pay for the release of a captive. God was the only one, my friends, able to provide a ransom for our freedom. Like he provided a ram to be sacrificed instead of Abraham's son. But God provided the ransom, Jesus, for our freedom from spiritual death and punishment. In the Torah, Leviticus 4, God commanded the people to sacrifice an innocent animal, such as a lamb, sheep, or a goat, that had no flaw or blemish to cover their sins. The animal was brought to the priest, and the sinner would lay his hands on the animal's head as a sign of identification and confess his sins. And so the sins were transferred onto the animal, and its throat was slit. Then the priest would spread the animal's blood upon the altar for the remission of sins. Thus, the penalty for sin was paid for by the innocent animal's death as a substitute for the sinful person. Let us complete this thought next program. Dear Heavenly Father, we are thankful to you, God. We can't thank you enough for Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My Muslim friends, you can pray after me. Jesus, I believe in you, that you came to pay the penalty for my sins. Jesus, I open my heart to you. Come into my heart. God, I repent of my sins, and I put my faith in Jesus as my Savior. God, help me to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend, at least Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know. You know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion, and he's written a book titled God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and shows comparisons and so forth, I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you.
God's presence and grace with you, my Christian and Muslim friends. Peace. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.